This is Dr. Brian Hawkins, dictated patient Leticia, L-E-T-I-C-I-A, last name M-E-D-I-N-A, medical number 73999. Date of dictation is January 18, 2013. Patient presents with gun nurses as a 40-year-old female complaining of severe pain associated to her nails, as well as burning and itching and sensation associated with both feet. Patient states it has been present for several years in duration and has progressively gotten worse to the point where she is unable to trim her nails at this time. Patient has no other complaints and has any nausea, vomiting, fear, chills, or associated events at this time. Patient's primary care physician, Dr. Maria Mendoza. Previous hospitalization surgeries, including a total hysterectomy, past and current medications, none, allergies that are known on drug allergies, review system shows a history of stomach ulcers. All systems are non-contributory. Social history patient currently smokes 1 to 2 packs of 1 to 2 smacks per day. Denies any recreational drug use and currently drinks may potentially 1 to 2 beers per day. So her family history is non-contributory at this time. Objectives are to tell upon visualization of the skin at this time. There is no lesions and no interdigital macerations. There is none at this time. Dry skin appearance associated with both feet as well as punctate lesions with serous drainage consistent with possible signs of mycotic or of fungal infection associated with both feet, potentially T. rubrum or T. mentipropitis. Nails at this time show thickening, dystrophy with associated sibling debris as well as incurvation of the medial outer borders of all nails with pain or palpation. Skin otherwise shows normal and adequate hair growth with no other signs of abrasions, corrosions, lesions, lacerations, or signs of contusion. Neurovascular status at this time is intact, both sharp bilateral vibrator predicted sensation as well as deep tremor reflex as well as both the posterior tibial artery and dorsalis pedis artery are palpable with regular rate and rhythm associated with both systems. There is no malformations or abnormalities associated both with the arterial or venous structures at this time. Assessment number one is severe, painful, infected, ingrown, or excuse me, assessment number one is severe, painful onychomycosis with onychocryptosis, pneumonexus, tenopitis, dermatitis, and eczema, pneumonex pain, and inability to walk. Plan number one, patient was examined. Pneumonex at this time, patient nail biopsy was performed. At this time, patient was given prescription for LFTs to be obtained prior to Lamisil or Diflucan. At this time, patient was also given prescription for Spectozol cream and advised on soaking instructions. And at this time, patient will return in 2 weeks for follow-up on LFTs as well as nail biopsy.